Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks for listening to Sports Sunday On Demand, a Service Patriots podcast on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Service Patriots is your home comfort solution for all of your heating and air conditioning needs. Check out the latest special offers for our listeners at servicepatriots.com/the fan.
It's there.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillwork Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
That's right.
Football Sunday. Listen, I'm going to preface this segment by you're going to get a lot of like rational Joe, like sports commentator, you know, football fan. This is what we watched. This is what we saw as a collective out there. And then you're going to get irrational Ducks fan alum Joe that is not too happy. Is that fair? Is that fair that sometimes you're going to get a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing going on in this next few segments? Is that okay?
It's cool in the gang, bro.
All right. Well, with that being said, damn it. Damn it! I am three straight times by 3 points, dude. Yeah. I'm like, this is, it's brutal. Like, I can't keep, like, I'm 31. I can't keep doing this. The ticker is not in good shape, I imagine, at this point. Being a Cowboys fan and then a Ducks fan, like, it can, no way. Damn it! All right. I hope that's it. I hope that's it of that. With that being said, what an effing game. Man. Like, that was football side. What a way to go out. Back and forth, drama, fourth downs, fumbles that are getting called back to incomplete passes, turnover ball followed by turnover. Right when you think the Ducks are out, huge 70-yard. Like, it was just from beginning to end, it was chaos in a sense. It was everything you wanted it to be as far as a football fan, a fan of the conference and wanting it to be the last real bang and how you're going out. I mean, you got Washington, Oregon, one of the best, possibly the biggest rivalry in the conference of all time. Like, what else could you ask for? That was a playoff game, right? Like, that was essentially a playoff game. Those are two teams that are wholly deserved to go to the playoff. And fortunately for the Huskies and Washington, they pulled it out, and we can get to all the different factors. I think the biggest thing that determined this game, and it's like the only note I have wrote down, trenches with three exclamation points, line of scrimmage. And again, we have a lot of things we can get to, different players, impacts there. But I thought that is where that game was won, is that the offensive line and the defensive line, the defensive box for Washington, they took that game personal on both sides of the ball. And I feel like it clearly showed with the running back's performance. Johnson busting for another 100-and-something yards like he did the first time.
152.
And then the defense, they were flying around. It was, you know, again, football Joe, the guy who loves the game, tip of the cap to Washington because you showed up. You were the better team, and you won that game.
I think it was, again, being in those trenches were,
an important part of the game because you were able to see who was tougher, you know, in a lot of ways. And Washington showed that they were a little bit tougher, you know, out there. That their offensive line pretty much did everything that they wanted to, for, you know, for the most part.
I think they took it very personal. Dorlus saying earlier in the week that he wanted to get after Michael Penix and quote unquote, you know, hurt him essentially. By the way, Penix did not look hurt at all.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't have a great game as far as like passing touchdowns. And I think a lot of people, because even coming in, I was like, man, Michael Penix Jr. didn't play great. And then I'm looking at the box, and I was like, man, he did have 319 for,
no, he,
you know,
he hit,
so
he
was
hit
really.
Adunze and Polk on a couple of long balls. Yeah. I believe he hit McMillan one as with one as well. No, he played very well.
No, he did. And he made his receivers look like superstars, you know, out there. And so I think everything was going the way Michael Penix Jr. kind of wanted to do everything, every way that the Huskies wanted to go, on the ground, through the air, defensively. They showed up on those like a close fourth and short situations, and they were able to show up the entire time. I think Oregon let a few things get away. There's a few like, you know, should have been interceptions, and you know, other plays that they just kind of let slip through their fingers, but you know, figuratively, or literally and figuratively, I guess. But overall, I think Washington was just the better team. You know, there was so much riding on this game. Like, this is for a lot of reasons, and including the fact that it was the last one ever, the most important game in Oregon's history, more than likely. Like, think about it. Like, the Heisman was on the line. A trip to the playoff was on the line. The last ever Pac-12 championship that's going to be awarded was on the line. Like, all these different, you know, things that would be a storyline in themselves. Any one of those, you know, things would be the storyline of any game. And, you know, you came up short. And when you say short, Joe, you 3 points. Again, just three. And so it's hard to... I know we had this whole argument a few weeks ago, and I was saying that, man, Washington was just a better team. You know, maybe not overall, maybe not throughout the season, but in that game, Washington was just better than Oregon was when it needed to happen. And then
I was saying here, it's like, well, Oregon is the better team right now with how they're performing, but the head-to-head showed that Washington was the better team at that moment. Well, this, to me, this seals it. Like,
yeah,
Washington
confirmation
was the better team then. And regardless of what they were the last 4, 5, 6 weeks, those close games, I know it was ugly. Well, you got your chance again, Oregon, and you didn't take advantage of it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who is the better team twice now?
I got to lean into, though, you guys. It was a close game. Maybe there's debate. You know, it'll obviously forever be talked about that it was closer because of that Trayshon Holden touchdown at the end, which was crazy and gave the Ducks a chance. I mean, really, until, 40 seconds left, there was still life. But gosh, man, at one point in the third quarter, they had like a 74% chance on ESPN's odds to win the game. They were getting to it at some point, but that first quarter just killed
them. It started so slow.
And if you talk about any of those two possessions, a field goal, some kind of pulse where you were, I think, 0 for everything except for one pass play, you had 9 yards. And you were out in 6 plays. You had the ball for less than 2 minutes in the first quarter. You can't do that. And it's so sad that I'm sitting there earlier in the week being like, well, you know what? If they don't score on their opening possession, it's probably going to end up where Washington covers. They don't just cover, they win. And that, even with Washington playing as well as they did, even with Dylan Johnson, I mean, they pulled out trick plays, you guys, to try and fool Oregon here, and they did. But even with that, Oregon still lost by 3. I'm sorry, I'm kind of leaning more on the damn it side with Joe because it was so close. And if Oregon looked at all above anemic in that first quarter, they would have won this game. So, yeah, you're right, guys. These teams are closely matched, but I'm sitting here still digging my heels in, very, very pissed.
Yeah, I kind of felt like the first game, Washington stole one. Right, man, Oregon, they left a lot on the table. Washington just stole a game.
And that's
like,
why I think me and a lot of people thought that Oregon was still the better team.
Yeah.
Again, this one leaves no doubt. Like, Oregon, Washington was the better team today, or Friday, rather, from beginning to end. Like you mentioned in the first quarter, like having the ball for however many minutes, 9 total yards. That's because Washington flew out the gate
everywhere.
And punched you in the mouth right away with their defense. 3 and out, 3 and out. Whether that's execution, to me, that I see that as a defense that was ready to go right out the gate. And quite frankly, towards the end of the game, you were even see them still flying around, still have that passion that, like, they were ready. And I somewhat blame Vegas. Damn them for making them a 10-point dog, because you know that was in that locker room all week, them talking about that.
They forced Bo Nix into an early interception, I want to say, in the second quarter. Like, Bo Nix...
That was the second half.
Was it second half?
Yeah, because it was right after Nix threw his. So I think it was, I think early fourth or... No, early third quarter. That
okay.
Was before they
I know
took
it was
the lead.
Somewhere, you know, earlier, but, you know, Bo Nix is a guy that has 3 total interceptions on the season. Right? He's got, like, what, 40 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. So he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. And they were doing a good job getting in his face and getting at him and, you know, forced him into a rare mistake, you know. And so that's how you can tell, like, yeah, this Washington team was motivated to go out there and show that, man, we deserve to be in this playoff. So, man, it sucks, you know, if you're an Oregon fan, but – congratulations to the Huskies, man. It's hard to beat a team in football. No, but seriously.
You can say good game. You don't have to say congratulations.
No, I mean, the truth, it's hard to beat a team twice in a season, right, in college football. It's really, really hard to do.
It is.
And so they did it twice within a month and a half. You know, we're able to kind of do that. It's pretty impressive, man. Like, Oregon isn't an easy team to beat. They've got 2 losses on their schedule. And they both come from the same squad. Like, that's super, super impressive.
And props to Michael Penix's talent. Props to the wide receiver room's talent. The wide receivers.
NFL. Those are NFL receivers.
All of them showed up.
Straight up.
The best in the crumbling Pac-12. I thought it was USC at the beginning of the season. Nope, no. McMillan, Adunze, Polk, and obviously they even had Giles Jackson back, who they did not have to use a year of his eligibility to bring him back. They kind of dinked and dunked, did not play him in the Wazoo game in the Apple Cup, and now they played him this week, and he didn't really affect at least the box score, but I think him being there definitely made it harder for the Ducks secondary.
Well, and gosh, who is it, their return man, who I think had a touchdown... Jeremy Bernard.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, he didn't. He only had
tight end, right?
Yeah, I mean, he had only 3 touches, but he did have a touchdown.
Well,
but I believe,
wide receiver.
But he was their return man. Also, he had that 32-yard punt return. That dude, I mean, he looked like 6'3", 215, 220. He was 6'1". It says he's 6'1", 203. He looks a lot bigger than that out there for sure. So Washington's got some dudes. On the Vancouver Ford text line, you got a free 4 points in the first half on a bad PI call. Very true.
Yeah. That's true.
That at the end of the half there, I was saying they needed to get at least 3 points. Literally, I laughed out loud when they called that PI call on Washington because it seemed like Troy gave up on that play, Troy Franklin. So, yeah, I agree with the text line on that, but calls happen, refs F up, classic Pac-12 ref right there. So you still won the game, Washington. even with that.
No.
Yeah. On the YouTube stream, the play calling in the first quarter was definitely head scratching. The Ducks just came out looking flat and uninspired in that first half on Friday, and they had to play catch up. That and the defense just got shredded by the Huskies wide receiver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.